Mobile home parks play an important role in providing low-income housing for some Vermonters. They sell for about half of what an average house sells for in the state. But a lot of parks are in flood zones, and there's a push now to use one-time COVID relief money to convince people to move out of harm's way. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
The Whetstone Brook runs through the Mountain Home Mobile Home Park in West Brattleboro. And on most days, when the weather's right, you can find Richard Mattson down here feeding the ducks or fishing or just walking along the brook.
We have mallards and wood ducks, and once in a while a pair of geese will stop in, and wildlife, a lot of bears in here lately. I used to hunt that whole mountain all the way up through. It was darn good hunting.
Mountain Home is one of three mobile home parks that make up the Tri-Park Cooperative. Almost 1,000 people live here, and it's one of the largest privately owned providers of affordable housing in Vermont. Mattson has been here almost 35 years, and he says the park, which is spread out along the brook in this rural slice of Windham County, just outside of Brattleboro, is a pretty nice place to grow up.
It's unreal how many people who've been here all these years. And the sleepers down there, they've been here forever and ever and ever. And Matt Bishop's, I knew him when he was a little boy because I taught him how to fish. And like half the kids in the park. And now he's got little boys and little girls running around.
About 10 years ago, Tropical Storm Irene hammered Tri-Park. Dozens of homes were damaged, and 16 were so bad they had to be hauled away. Then during an ice jam a few years ago, Mattson had to be rescued with a bucket loader when the brook jumped its banks. Mattson knows that the Whetstone Brook is likely to do more damage someday. The latest FEMA flood map, which was updated a few years ago, lists 42 homes here that should be removed. Mattson's trailer is on that list, and he's wondering what the plan is.
Well, we don't have hardly any money to spend to move on anything. That's just it. We're not the only ones. A lot of these people are in the same boat we're in. And where are all these people going to move to, all these kids? There's a lot of kids that fill up the Brattleboro schools. They won't have any if they have to move out of Dodge.
Tri-Park is not the only mobile home park in the state that's threatened by flooding. A recent statewide report listed flood danger as one of the key areas of concern threatening mobile home parks across the state. Other parks in Starkesboro, Braintree, and Bennington were singled out as having the greatest risk of suffering damage due to flooding.
Mobile home parks are often just the byproduct of where they end up being located. A lot of them are in a vulnerable flood area. And during Irene, there were certainly a lot of parks that were impacted pretty significantly because of their location in flood risk areas.
Stephanie Smith is with Vermont Emergency Management, and the agency wants to use about $5 million in COVID relief money to offer voluntary buyouts of mobile homes in flood zones. Smith says mobile homes can be tricky to fit into the regular FEMA buyout programs. Many mobile homeowners rent the land but own the home, which complicates the process. And many of the older homes can't be moved, and the federal buyout program often doesn't completely cover the true cost of moving.
We're trying to figure out how we can crack the nut of partnering better with housing organizations, because it's not enough to just buy a property. We need to know that someone has somewhere to go, or whoever we're buying it from has somewhere to go. We have aspirations through this program to figure out how to do that in a better, more cohesive way.
But Jean Earle, who lives in Tri-Park in Brattleboro, says it's just not that simple.
We got a lady that's turning 90 that lives up back there, and she's the one that's partially blind. And I know she wouldn't move, because she's told us she wants to stay right there. So you get these older people that are pretty set in their ways, and if they like it, they don't want to move. And I don't blame them. I don't want to move either.
Vermont's housing crisis is squeezing anyone who's looking for a new home, and that includes folks here who might have to search for a new place if they leave. And while the COVID money will pay for a buyout, it's not clear what other help there is for someone looking to move into a new mobile home somewhere nearby. TriPark is a co-op. It's made up of three mobile home parks in Brattleboro, and it's owned by the people who live here. Board President Kay Curtis says their finances are pretty tight. And any time a home is washed away, as opposed to being relocated, that's one less member to pay dues and protect the rest of the residents.
If the people who are in danger of being washed away won't move, over time we will lose, like we lost, you know, ones in Irene, and we'll lose more. So the idea is to keep affordable housing for Brattleboro. That's the priority.
Curtis says the residents in mobile home parks don't generally have the savings to move into a new place, and using the COVID money to relocate might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to move that process along. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in West Brattleboro.